All right, my beautiful people, good morning to each and every one of you. Hope that your week is starting off good. If not, make it good. With the help of the Lord, we can do all things. Let me tell you a story about this guy. Well, he died. He was an aircraft developer. He was one of the significant players in making sure that the 747 aircraft was able to get off the ground. He died. And a funeral was held for him who helped develop the Boeing 747. And after the service was over, someone said to his widow, "How remarkable it was that your husband helped to build that marvelous machine." His widow then said, "The truth of the matter is that he worked on one little switch box that was smaller than a loaf of bread. He worked on that box for 15 years. But when the 747 lifted off the ground for the first time, it was the happiest day of his life. He worked on one small switch box for over a decade. Yet the huge plane that they developed could never have gotten off the ground without his contribution." Often, my sisters and brothers, when it comes to our contributions in life, we see our work as small and insignificant when it's compared to the larger roles and efforts of those who appear to be major contributors to the work. But it's not like that in God's kingdom. When the kingdom of God comes, we will discover that our smallest efforts were the reason why God's work thrived on earth. In the church of Corinth, Paul had to deal with a similar issue that threatened the success of the church. He writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, "As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I don't need you,' and the head cannot say to the feet, 'I don't need you.' On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty." How often are we quick to sit back and not use the gifts, the talents, and the abilities to do God's work? We don't do this because we think ourselves to be too small and unimportant. How much, think with me now, how much of God's work goes unsaid because we believe that we have nothing to say? How much of God's service goes undone because we feel as if we have nothing worthwhile to give? Much of what God wants to say and do in the world goes unsaid and undone when we view our contributions as small and insignificant. Thousands of people would have gone home hungry if that boy did not offer his little lunch to Jesus. The prophet Elijah would have died of starvation if the widow did not offer her last bit of grain. If the young slave girl did not tell Naaman's wife that the prophet Elijah could heal his leprosy, he never would have been healed. And if a small shepherd boy named David refused to fight Goliath because he was not a trained soldier, Israel would not have defeated their enemy. I need you, my sister, my brother. I need you to understand and know and believe that small words spoken at the right time can change lives, can bless families. They can renew churches and even save nations. I need you to understand that God can use our smallest acts of faith to accomplish heaven's greatest desires. Now, I want you to listen again to a portion of Paul's letter to the church at 1 Corinth. He says this, listen closely, "On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat them with special honor." What has convinced you that you have nothing to contribute to God's kingdom? Whatever has, I want you from this day to know that you may never stand on the podium of life where everyone sees your worth, but you are worth something to God. Just as that Boeing 747 would have never gotten off the ground without that bread-sized switchbox, the great move of God will never become nothing more than a good idea without your knowing it, your embracing it, and doing the small yet great thing or things that God has placed in your care. I need you today to commit yourself to doing the small things for God. For all things great begin with God-inspired desires to do small and simple things. And if you are faithful, the God who loves and rewards will one day honor you for your gift to the kingdom of God, because it was you that helped God's kingdom to grow, not only in your time, but on into unending generations. And finally, remember this. Only what, and I'll add, whatever you do for Christ will last. Let's pray. It's a good morning, God. You have once again created on the canvas of our lives a beautiful day yet to be unpainted, a song that yet needs to be sung, work that is yet to be done. This early morning day, you have placed seeds for progress and benefit to humanity. In the infancy of this day, there is a growth process that, if done, if accomplished, if embraced, if held, will present a marvelous work for you. Somebody's life, God, you have placed in our way, needs to be touched. There's an unrehearsed word that needs to be spoken to somebody's heart. There is a moment that we did not plan on, God, that you have placed in our path that we are supposed to work in. This is a time of reflection and preparation, and we thank you for the beauty of this day. But you didn't give us this day just for us because we're so perfect, good, and righteous. No, you've given us this day to do something great for you. Yes, in the simplest act, there is greatness to be born. In the fewest words, not words of poetry and high, lofty ideas, but simple words that needs to be spoken. They are words from your heart. They are unrehearsed. They are unplanned. But in that moment, God, you have placed within us that word to speak to that individual in that group for that particular space of time. Yes, even that time, God, becomes holy ground, for you are moving within the context of that moment. So help us, God, to be mindful of our work for you, but not only of our work, God, but of our importance, our significance. Help us to understand that the kingdom of God, the work of God's kingdom that carries all of humanity into eternity, is contingent upon what we do for you. So, God, we once again lay ourselves bare before you, and we offer ourselves to you. You don't have to ask our permission to be used. We right now recommit ourselves to you for this day, that we might give you honor, glory. And when the time is over, all we ask, God, all we want, is to hear your welcome voice say to us, yes, at the end of this day, you've done good. Well done, my servant. We thank you for this opportunity. Place within our hearts and our minds an intimacy, O God, that calls us to speak and to share, even in the smallest and sometimes insignificant moments of life, all for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. That's a lesson for today, my sisters and brothers. Go in God's word, go in God's spirit, but more importantly, go in the love of God, that he might continue to be revealed in this world where people deny him. God bless you. Unmute your mics. Love you guys. Have a wonderful day.
Good morning.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love you all. Have a great day.
Yeah, have a great day.
All right.